Dr. Perrin, we'd like to talk today about some of the recent developments in autism research, diagnosis, and treatment. To start, can you address the upcoming changes to the diagnostic criteria for autism and the new edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual? Do you think these changes will result in fewer children meeting the criteria for an autism diagnosis?
I think that the changes that will take place are going to be moving the categories of autism together into a broader definition of autism spectrum disorders and taking out some of the subcategories that exist currently. I don't think we know yet whether this will really change the numbers of children who will have the diagnosis. The criteria do change somewhat with this change to the DSM-5, but I think it's going to be hard to say how much this will really affect the numbers of children who actually do have this diagnosis.